Sunshine, my only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arm. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Thank you.
There you have it. All Mike Polk and one of my personal favorites. Wrapping up this second segment of our tribute to the Joe Patek Orchestra. Just as a sidebar, if you'd like to hear some of our band's interpretations of some of these Patek classics, I invite you to come over and check out the Songs of the Month website, which you can get to by going to our band website and then clicking on Songs of the Month. This month for July, we're going to feature some of our own band's interpretations of some of these great Patek songs, including our Mike. Basically the same band. Like I said, these are actually Dance Hall Boy recordings, but with the very few exceptions, it's the same band. So not trying to cheat you anyway. This is definitely all of us guys playing our best to try to sound like the Pothecks and honor one of the greatest bands. I would have to say probably the most beloved band in Texas Czech music history. I don't think there's any question about that. As far as crowds went and just personal memories, I don't think there's anybody that can compare with the Joe Pothek Orchestra. Realizing I've yacked enough, I'm going to go ahead and keep this segment short and get right back into the music again. We're going to feature album songs from their next two albums. And it's kind of funny to realize that over the 50-plus years that the Joe Pothek Orchestra was together, they only released 6 albums, and these are the middle two. We're going to feature first some songs from their album Joe Pothek and Orchestra, which is available currently. It's been retitled. Polka Memories of Joe Pothek has a nice field of bluebonnets on the cover. The original cover was really psychedelic. I remember seeing that thing. Really kind of strange 60s art deco with different colored squares and circles and kind of lines of happy faces. It was really, for a polka album, was pretty bizarre, I must say. So if you ever run across that thing in a pawn shop or something, grab it, because it's worth it just for the cover alone. And then we're going to feature quite a few songs from probably their most famous album, or at least their most popular album, Shiner Gold. Lots of hits on here that you hear on the radio all the time, including a very special song, which we're going to wrap up this segment with, that we will talk about in great detail once we finish. So let's go ahead and get back into the music again. Beautiful, beautiful waltz here, By the Side, also called the Wayside Waltz. So let's go back into it from the album Joe Pothek and Orchestra. Here's By the Side Waltz. Thank you.
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready?
Well, what can you say? I don't think that song needs any introduction or explanation at all. If you grew up in Texas and listen to Czech polka music, you know that song. If for some reason you don't, of course, that is the Orphan Waltz. Recently voted, I guess probably a couple of years ago, in a survey of polka DJs here in Texas as the most requested song ever. Whether it be polka and waltz, that was number one. Of course, the Orphan Waltz by the Joe Patek Orchestra. One of those great old Czech folk songs, from what I've heard, I've never seen this, but from what I've heard, actually has up to 15 verses. And that's just one of the main characteristics of a great Czech folk song, is it's never that much on melody. Mainly the music is a vehicle to tell the story. And like with all great Czech songs, they have a hell of a story to tell, and go on and on and on just as many times as they need to tell that story verse after verse. So that's probably the granddaddy of them all, the Orphan Waltz. And I hope you enjoyed that. I know I do. I'm sure everybody enjoys hearing that.
And so let's see where we're at. We've gone through the middle two Joe Patek albums, and now we're going to wrap things up with the final two Joe Patek albums. Just a couple of songs we're going to feature from their next to last album called The Magic of Joe Patek, Red Rose Polka and Starlight Waltz, and then we're going to feature quite a few songs from their very last album, recorded just a mere 2 or 3 years before the band retired, live at the East Bernard Klobasi Kolachi Festival in July 8, 1979. So you get to hear what the band sounded like live, and I think, excuse me, this will really give you a good indication of what I was talking about the band slowing down a little bit, but still, you know, excellent musicians. One thing I've always been amazed by the Joe Patek Orchestra is their reliance on jazz licks in their music. You can hear it all the way back from the Shiner song all the way up to the end. I mean, a lot of really syncopated, jazzy-type things they were putting in their music that you don't hear hardly ever in polka music. You hear some of it with Adolph Hoffman, but that's more Western swing. But as far as just kind of straight jazzy, little cool licks, they were, you know, Patek's were the masters, and I don't think there's hardly anybody that can pull that off again. As I said before, you know, excellent musicians. So let's go ahead and get back into the music and wrap up this final segment with several songs from their last two albums. I hope you're enjoying our look at the Joe Patek Orchestra. Here we go with the Red Rose Polka.
Thank you. nights of starlit, the nights of gold. You held me tenderly, dancing a starlight waltz with me. You were my dream of bliss. You gave my lips a starlight kiss. Your blue eyes, they seemed to say, come take me and waltz me away. Dream of bliss, you gave my lips a star.